In Hillsborough County, officials and residents took their wish list to state lawmakers today at the legislative delegation meeting. Most of the requests were for new or continued funding, but some people asked for policy changes. Shirley R. Curie, president-elect of the Hillsborough County League of Women Voters, called on legislators to axe most of the changes Republicans made to the state's voting law in 2010.
Instituting a uniform number of early voting sites in each county based on population, creating an early voting schedule that runs a full 2-week minimum, allowing supervisors of elections more flexibility in choosing early voting sites, and establishing a permanent Florida voter registration system so that Floridians who have moved within the state may easily upgrade their address at the polls on Election Day and still cast a regular ballot.
Florida Consumer Action Network's Tim Heberlein came to ask for that too, but it was only one of the bullet points on his list. Heberlein said he also hopes Florida lawmakers will take advantage of federal funding that's available for states that expand Medicare coverage for seniors.
We know that the Medicaid expansion is going to open up accessible health care to millions of Floridians, and to have the state legislature not jump on this opportunity would be a huge loss. We essentially would become a donor state to these other states that actually do take up Medicare expansion. It's sort of our high-speed rail of healthcare.
There were also some public education advocates pleading for their share of the state funding pie. The president of Hillsborough Community College asked state senators and representatives to restore what's called PICO funding that helps pay for maintenance and building projects on schools. Awake the State, Susan Smith lambasted legislators who are pushing the so-called parent trigger bill that would allow parents to bring in a private managing company to turn around failing schools.
How ironic that the creators of this legislation chose the name parent trigger. The language of guns. I know it's called parent empowerment in Florida, but ALEC and the corporate backers of this bill have a clear intent to kill the public school system.
Food was also an issue. Lisa Streeter with the group Food and Water Watch asked lawmakers to support a bill that would require labeling on foods that contained genetically modified organisms.
Every citizen, basically, at this point in time, is an unofficial guinea pig or science experiment because of this lack of research. As consumers, we have the right to know whether we are purchasing food that contains potentially dangerous GMOs. We should have this freedom of choice. Currently, citizens do not have that freedom due to the absence of labeling.
On the funding side of things, Hillsborough County Public Defender Julianne Holt wants more money to pay her lawyers.
As you know, the 3 to 5 year attorneys across the state are leaving the offices, and primarily it's because of a lack of mobility and salary dollars.
And Pat Frank, Hillsborough County's clerk of circuit court, just wants some consistency in how much money the state divvies out to her agency each year.
The legislature has changed our methods of funding for each year except one since I became clerk in 2005. Last year, the clerks in Florida found out too late, right before the conclusion of the session, that we would face a 7% funding cut. This amounted to $29.5 million statewide and $2 million for this office alone.
In all, more than 50 citizens showed up to talk to legislators. When asked what requests might get some support from the delegation, Chair Dana Young said she most liked a request by a middle school student to pass fireworks legislation that would make buying and using them legal.